Again, just a thank you in advance for any generosity that you can offer for that second collection today for our seminarians and for the infirm priests. Not too far away from that. I grew up on a farm with cattle and hogs and lots of dogs and cats, sometimes chickens too. On Christmas morning, when my dad would come back in the house from feeding the animals, my mom always asked him, "Did you hear the animals talk today?" The old tale was that on the morning of the birth of the Word of God, a birth that was witnessed and protected mostly by animals, God gives the animals the reward of sharing a word about the eternal Word made flesh. Unfortunately, my dad never seemed to take the story very seriously. In the beginning was the Word. The Greek for word here is logos. We get the word logic and logical from that. And one of the arguments for the existence of God is that the universe is logical. There's an order and a reasonableness to creation rather than just chaos and randomness. There are laws of nature, which imply a lawgiver. And the Gospel of John seems to refer to the lawgiver as the eternal Logos. But here's where beauty enters in. John doesn't describe some impersonal, impervious, abstract logic. He says this Word was with God, and the Word was God. And again, more literally, that last phrase would be translated, and the Word was toward God, facing God. In the beginning was the Word, the logic, the reason, the law, the order. Sounds pretty lofty and abstract. But then we hear this Word was with God. Face to face with God. And suddenly we hear community and personality and warmth and love. Imagine the Father and His Son, the eternal Logos, face to face, gazing upon each other in complete communion, adoration, love. That's the vision that John paints for us on this Christmas morning. At the end of the Gospel, he says, no one has seen God but the Son, who's face to face with Him, has revealed Him to us. And John continues that this love between the Father and the Son spills over into creation. Nothing came to be apart from them. And what came to be wasn't chemical compounds and quantum physics. Those came to be too, I guess. But John says what came to be through them was life. And this life was the light of the human race. Life and light are intimately connected here. Negatively, death and darkness are likewise connected. And we support promote life, and we walk in the light. And as though to put an exclamation point on the goodness of life, we're told that the Word became flesh. The eternal Word shares in the life of created flesh. Again, don't think of this in some lofty, abstract way, because John makes it very personal to each and every one of us. John says that the world did not know Him. He came to what was His own, but His own people did not accept Him. Think of Joseph and Mary. Mary, 9 months pregnant with the Word, and they're shunted into the cave out back with the animals. And these would have been relatives of Joseph there in Bethlehem. His own did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. When God became flesh, matter, he transformed man, flesh. The incarnation is sometimes called the marriage of God and humanity. The two became one flesh. And you and I came to share in that divine human marriage at our baptism. There's a direct parallel of parallelism between the incarnation, God sharing in our flesh, and our baptism when we share in God's divinity. Christmas really is like a marriage between God and the humanity of Jesus. And baptism really is like a marriage between God and the humanity of Jesus. So Christmas is a wonderful opportunity to remember our baptism and what happened to the Logos happened to us. And neither Christmas nor baptism is something abstract, but something rather exceedingly personal. Christ comes to us, and we accept him. And he is now with us, faces us. He faces us with a human face. Which, by the way, is why, since the incarnation, it is acceptable to make images of God, because now God has a face. Because of our baptism, he also has a face in you and me. And every time we go to confession, we wash our sins off his face. The face of Christ can shine more brightly within us. The life of Christ within you is light for the human race. We need to spend time this Christmas, and really all of us, being face to face with Christ, face to face with the Christ within us. This is the eternal Word, is face to face with the Father. So here's some Christmas homework for you. Pray with that image of the Word become flesh, being now with you and towards you, facing you. Spend some face-to-face time with him the rest of this week.